Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Mark Loudon is on the phone from New Orleans, Louisiana. Mark, welcome to PT.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, glad to have you. Mark, what's your musical background?
Well, I was a professor of medicinal chemistry at Purdue, but I've had a sort of a dual career as a pianist and organist. And right now I'm sort of a substitute organist in the New Orleans area for anybody that needs an organist.
Oh, that's great. So a lifelong keyboard player, pianos
yes.
and organs. And did I hear you say medicinal chemistry?
Yes.
What is that?
It's a branch of chemistry that deals with drug development.
Huh. So you've got the science, you've got the art, and now you've got a piano puzzler. Bruce is about to play this for you. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. I can't see the music on the keyboard that Bruce has. I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck, we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Great, thanks.
All right, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Okay, thanks.
Mark, what do you think? What'd you hear in that piano puzzler?
Well, if my name was Goldberg, I'd be asleep right now.
Very nice. Well, all right. I'll count that as
that's the introduction of the Goldberg Variations.
Yes, the aria. Bach. Yeah, the aria of the Bach Goldberg Variations. Absolutely,
yes.
Totally correct.
Excellent. In the style, not just in the style of Johann Sebastian Bach, but darn near quoting from the aria from the Goldberg Variations. Beautifully done. And Mark, you even made reference to the story behind the Goldberg Variations.
Yes.
Bruce, what is that story?
Oh, well, a man named Goldberg couldn't sleep and commissioned Bach to have something to listen to all night. And whether it put him to sleep or kept him up, I will never really know.
All right. So, Mark, nicely done. You recognized the composer whose style Bruce was mimicking. What about the tune that was hidden in there?
Do you want the English title or the American title?
Ooh, how about the French translation?
Uh-oh. I'm not sure about that. But it's God Save the Queen or My Country 'Tis of Thee.
Excellent.
We've got to give you some tougher questions,
wow.
Mark.
I was so happy when I heard that because I thought, oh my gosh, of all the things they could pull out, this one was the one I knew.
Nicely done.
Wow.
Well, Bruce, tell me how you wove these two together.
Well, the aria starts... And I thought that was enough of a connection. But, you know, basically I used the bass line pretty much as Bach wrote it. I only had to change a few things here and there.
Wow.
And then I had to follow some modulations of both the tune and the Bach. So I sometimes had to massage the tune, or I would quote the Bach for a measure in order to get into the right key. But the tune is a very lovely, simple melody that is like an aria, and so it fit very nicely. And I used all the ornaments from the Bach, and a lot of the exact configuration, and they fit together rather easily. I think this was not a hard one to write. And at the very end, the last four bars are by Bach, because I felt like it's impossible not to. To have them there.
To end it just the way Bach ended that aria.
Yes.
Well, now that we know, thanks to Mark, could we hear this, Bruce, one more time?
Sure.
So beautiful. This week's Piano Puzzler, very much in the style of the opening aria from the Goldberg Variations by Bach. It's God Save the Queen, or My Country, Tis of Thee. And Bruce, did you know that that melody is also the national anthem of Liechtenstein?
Oh, my heaven.
Is that really true,
That
friend?
Is really true.
That I didn't
factually
know
true.
That. No, no. I'm stunned and I'm amazed. And I might forget that later, but it's really fascinating.
And Mark Loudon from New Orleans, Louisiana, just absolutely nailed the Piano Puzzler, got every single thing right he could get on this week's Puzzler. Mark, nicely done.
Thank you.
Mark, how do you listen to Piano Puzzlers when you're not playing on the air?
Well, I pick it up from the website for WBAA, the NPR station in West Lafayette, of which I'm still a member, even though we don't live there.
All right, West Lafayette, Indiana.
Indiana, yes. And I am a member also of WWNO in New Orleans.
Mark Loudon from New Orleans, thank you so much for calling and playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
It was a great treat. Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.